Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Who bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, chairman of The Latino Coalition. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Is that right, Hector?
That's absolutely right. TheLatinoCoalition.com. You get all our information and our events and all the offers that we make to our members and our network.
Tell us what you stand for.
You know what we stand for is we stand for economic development and empowerment, especially of our businesses. You know, we have almost 4 million Hispanic businesses in the United States. But we're not a chamber of commerce, so we're also very interested in healthcare policy and the cost of healthcare, so we spend some time on that. And then lastly, education. Education is critically important, especially higher ed. We want to make sure that, you know, kids in the Hispanic community have an opportunity to get out of their elementary schools and high schools and go on to college.
When, you know, the Hispanic community is one of the fastest growing entrepreneurial business owner groups in the country, isn't it?
That's right. You know,
it has been for some time now.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of statistics. Those 4 million companies could double every 5 years. That's what demographers say. So we could have 16 million Hispanic businesses. They're in every state. These companies are already generating $660 billion in annual revenue.
Right, right.
And, you know, the Hispanics are 1.5 times more likely than general population to become entrepreneurs. And we're growing at 15 times the national growth rate. So it's a wave of growth, and that's an opportunity for our country and our economy.
So let's look at the election coming up. We got Mr. Trump and Ms. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, running against each other. In the past, most elections, The Democrats have been able to count on the Hispanic vote. Now, I think Mr. Bush got a higher percentage maybe than Bush Jr. got higher percentage than others did. But what do you think about all that?
Well, I mean, you're right. I worked for George W. Bush, and he did a great job of reaching out to the Hispanic community. He never stopped, you know, being a Republican, but he was able to appeal to Hispanics on all these issues that I just mentioned to you, business, healthcare, education. He got 44% of the Hispanic vote. We believe that a Republican cannot win the presidency of the United States any longer unless he's breaking 35, but he really needs 40%. And Bush is the last president that got 40%.
Yeah. The last Republican to win. So is Mr. Trump helping himself with Hispanics or hurting himself with Hispanics?
Well, I'll just give you a couple of numbers. His approval rating in the Hispanic community right now is 18% and going down.
Wow.
So he's not close to the 40%. And you have to also remember that the Hispanic population is growing. Every year, about 800,000 Hispanic kids turn 18 years old and are able to vote. That's going to be 1 million pretty soon. So it's going to be a harder mountain to climb for Republicans unless they get right with this growing community. And remember, this community cares about the same things that all Americans care about. You know, they care about the economy. They care about national security. They care about tax policy. Immigration's usually low on their list. But in this election, for whatever reason, it's, you know, they're getting pounded on the immigration
issue. Senator Sanders seems to be tapping into the notion that things can be free with the young folks. Is that resonating with Hispanic youth,
you think? Obviously, there's Hispanic community is not monolithic, and you have a very young community that's out there struggling. You know, they're struggling to pay their college debt. They're not getting jobs. I mean, they feel very disaffected. So that kind of message can resonate with some young people. And you know what's the crazy thing, Jim, and you understand this, is that when you ask young people about being a socialist or socialism, they really don't know what that means.
Right.
And yeah, they don't have a basic reference.
They don't know that the socialism doesn't have a job. Quick question. Can Trump turn around his message and recover in the Latino coalition, in Hispanic, I mean,
well,
Latino,
I think there's still time to do that. I think there's time to do that. He hasn't done it yet. He has not spoken to an Hispanic group. You know, we've invited him to come out and speak to us, but,
right.
you know, he is not, you know, he's been busy doing other
stuff. Is it possible that Clinton could take the Hispanic community for granted?
I don't think she's going to do that, but it is possible.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to need every vote for this election. This could be a close election.
It very well may be. Hey, listen, good job today. Congratulations on all the big doings going on in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Summit, the Small Business Summit. Keep up the good work, Hector, and come back soon.
Jimmy, thank you for fighting the good fight for small business. We appreciate you.
You too, sir. Come back soon. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Don't forget to check that out. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.